This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Yo, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to the E-Square Podcast, the most excellent podcast. I'm your host, Easy Mo, and today we have a very important guest. Las Vegas is lucky to have this guy. He's a certified hustler, entrepreneur, influencer in real life, fashion guru, streetwear aficionado, owner of Still Moving. Everybody give it up for Las Vegas' own Angel Rodriguez. Let's go. We are live. This is the E-Square Podcast. I'm your host, Easy Mo, the most excellent podcast. We got the boss man himself in the motherfucking building. Angel, what's up, man?
My man, what's good, brother? Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, bro. Look at. I want everybody to take a moment and look at... No homo. Look at this man's beautiful skin.
Oh, come on, man.
Look at this, bro. No, we were just talking about how old we are and shit, and then
yeah,
you know,
we getting up there.
Like, we're getting up there.
I'm getting up there.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, you look like a hot 28.
Yeah, hot 28, but you add another 10, bro.
Damn, yo, like
about to be.
That's
not
goals.
That old yet,
that's goals. That's yeah. goals. Yeah. What's up, bro? What's going on with you, man?
Dog, just trying to grow during this pandemic, man. Finding different ways to hustle and different ways to make moves.
It's hard, huh?
It's hard. It's been a challenge, man, but it's been a good challenge. You know what I'm saying? Because it really puts stuff into perspective, you know? And that time with the fam was vital. You know, I don't know what people did with their time during that pandemic. I hope somebody picked up a trait.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Learn how to do something, Photoshop, whatever. But for me, man, I needed that time with the fam, bro. I'm on the go. Uh-huh. So to have that time, I just had a newborn. So that was vital time at that point,
Yeah.
So.
Blessing in disguise, right?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. It was crazy. I'm glad I got that time, man.
Yeah, because, there are a lot of, you're a hustler,
And I'm shaking.
Yeah, and you need something to force you to sit down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
Because it's not, even if you're taking a day off, you're thinking about it. Because I know how it is, bro. Yeah. It's like your mind's always going. And
if you're not
getting nothing done, you feel like you're worthless. And you know what I mean?
Dude,
so I feel you.
It's a mind stroller, what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was good to just kind of take a step back and kind of regroup. I think a lot of people felt that way, hopefully, they needed just to slow down. A lot of us did. So
I
took that positive out of it. But on the negative side, man, we just ready to stop wearing masks and ready to go out and get these shows and
get that bag.
Yeah, I see the fan. There's different ways to work. We working on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Dizzy's been real, we'll get into that, but annoyed with the whole situation, obviously, because we have to stay in, and his productivity is being with the fans, touching the fans, letting them hear the music. So, the music's still coming, but that concert aspect has been taken away.
Oh my God.
But we're working on stuff. We doing Brooklyn Bowl next month, digital concert.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna do a digital concert.
At Brooklyn Bowl?
Yeah, at Brooklyn Bowl. Love to Brooklyn Bowl. They always show us mad love, man. Yeah. So that's gonna be the spot, not to ruin anything, man. On early. Everybody gets to hear that early.
First,
what I'm saying? It's the first release here.
Hello.
But my man's needed to get out there and touch the fans.
Yeah,
so we're gonna do
sure.
that digital, pay-per-view steez, get on, buy your digital ticket and you in, bro.
So is it like on Twitch or are you doing it on
It's platform? Through their platform. So you go to their website, you buy the ticket, you get the link, and you tap in and you watch the show. Yeah.
Oh.
And you tap in and you watch the show, man.
Okay.
So
that'd be dope.
Yeah, it's going to be dope, man.
Yeah. Damn. So how is the store? Have you guys been able to how is that working with everything?
Store's been cool, man. We were closed for 3 months. We were closed most of March, actually, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
We opened back up in June.
Yeah.
So it's just been having, people come in wearing face masks, watching how many people are in the store. We had a 2-year anniversary.
Yeah, I was, yeah,
government,
I pulled up.
You pulled up, the government trying to come in and say something
to
the city.
They shut it down.
Yeah, they try to shut it down, bro. But, we just got rid of the DJ and then we were good. Obviously you couldn't have live music, but it was a regular shopping day, bro. Obviously more people than regular, but we kept, count of people, make sure it didn't get over 50 and all, following the rules. But hey, they want to do what they want to do, so we were good.
Getting rid of the DJ is going to stop people from getting the coronavirus, right?
Exactly, right. That's it. But it's the shit's real, man. I know peeps, I got it.
No,
you know what I'm
100%.
saying. I know the shit's real. Just like everything else, man, you just got to watch your body and it hits people differently. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, my,
just got to be careful.
My mom and my little brother got it right now.
Yeah, man, I got my grandma got it.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to New Mexico.
We're all going to get it. Bro.
Yeah, bro, we were supposed to go to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving got robbed. Can't do it. Might not be able to do Christmas because grandma got it. So. But the heart of the fam, so we can't be around her. What's the point? Man, you feel me? So
is she doing all right?
Yeah, she's doing good. Thank God, man. Yeah. She's a fighter, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, once you get it, like, I was almost saying, like, and I don't really like to say shit like this because, like, my boy AR, he, you know, he lost his grandma to it. And, you know, people have died from it. But I was almost saying, like, I just want to get it already.
And just pass through it.
You know what I mean? And like, if they come out with a vaccine, I'm not taking the fucking vaccine.
Yeah, bro, I don't want to put no poison in my body, bro.
Fuck no.
I watch what I put in my body for sure. For real. So that's something, you know.
And it's, what is it like? It transforms, right? Into a different strain?
You know what? I have no idea. I haven't really read too much about it. I know that just they're trying to make it mandatory and then not make it mandatory. I know that. I read today Ticketmaster and the Golden State Warriors are trying to do something where you have to show proof of a negative COVID test before you can enter the arena, before you can go to a Ticketmaster show. Shit, I'm like, it's going to get crazy.
What if I just got it, like, on my way here? Like,
yeah, because there's been incidents where, you know, I follow soccer, I follow basketball. Yeah, I follow it all, bro. You know, there's been incidents, especially with boxing and soccer, where they test negative, and then they go to a game, they test them at halftime, and guess what? They got it,
bro.
You know?
Yo, the homie said he took 4 tests. 2 of them were positive, and 2 of them were negative.
I saw that. I just saw, what is it? Elon Musk, I think, did that? Or I don't know. Who was it? Who's the Tesla owner?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, that he just took 4 and the same thing. 2 were positive and 2 were negative. Come on, man. Bro, who knows? It's just like, you know, it's, I'm not a scientist, I'm not whatever, but it's like your, you know, common, I want to say flu or cold, where you got to get it, pass through it, and then, you know, I'm not trying to get nothing, so hopefully I don't get it. Yeah, but, you know, you can just be immune to stuff only so long, bro. So.
Yes, and you can't. America is so big,
bro,
and we have so much entitlement, and we're so spoiled. We're never going to get on the same page, bro.
And I saw a map today that had, you know, the spots where it's, like, the biggest, you know?
Yeah.
And they were saying, it was funny because they're, quote-unquote, you know, how Trump's calling it the Chinese disease. And then the whole state, you know, basically all the states in the U.S. are all red, and everything else is just spotted. I'm like, damn, we got it the most.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sure. Yeah, other countries are like, cured.
Yeah. So who knows what they're going to do to get it better, to make it better. I'm with it. I'm just not trying to put any poison in my body that I don't know the effects of or the future effects of, let alone try to do that to my kids.
Yeah, I'm not, like, anti-vax, but I'm definitely, like, that type of shit.
Yeah, weary. No. Got to be weary these days,
and
man.
And they just made it up, like, the fastest. They're like, bragging about, like, this is the fastest vaccine ever made. Like, I don't know.
What you realize at the end of the day is they really don't give a fuck about us, bro. No, so you got
to
do
make us feel better, not panic.
And at the end of the day, it's all about the money. If that's what's going to get, you know, millions of billions of people to buy this and make money off of it, they're going to go for the money, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
How do you feel about the election, how everything turned out?
I mean, I can't say I'm salty. You know what I'm saying? I say it was just, you got to pick the better of the two poisons. Me and my man Diz had this huge discussion about it, and he almost didn't vote. And he went and did it. Yeah. You know, it was first time voting it.
I was
trying to push the man. You know what I'm saying? And then that's your right. You know what I'm saying? And I respect everybody's right. At the end of the day, I don't care about you being blue or red. It's like we having blood of Crip Wars out here, man.
Bro, it's
like,
weird, huh?
Weird, bro. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. People are losing friends on IG and this and that.
So,
like,
emotional, bro.
At the end of the day, we all know politics is bullshit.
Bullshit.
And as long as we can have somewhat of our say in it by voting, then that's somebody's right.
Yeah.
You can choose to exercise it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not salty at the result because at the end of the day, I just think we need to change.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, man, like, I was conflicted this year because about voting and all that. And you know, it's like you said, the lesser of the two evils. And it was just like last election. It was Hillary.
Yeah,
and last election was Trump. Trump was the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, right? How did that end up being?
You know? Yeah, and I think this election, Trump made Biden's job very easy.
Very easy.
All Biden had to do was just.
If the man would have stayed off Twitter, I think he would have been cool.
Bro.
But he just likes social media way too much.
He's just trying
to be on the spotlight. He's Hollywood.
Bro, he's the biggest celebrity this planet has ever
for
seen.
For sure, ever.
Ever, bro.
He's such a celebrity that he became the fucking president. So let that sink in.
He exposed America for what it truly is.
Bro,
celebrity culture is disgusting.
Yeah, it's nasty.
But it's like. It's like what we're trained. Like, we grew up in America, so we're trained for it.
Yeah, how do you not watch TV? How do you not pay attention to people's lives? It's almost being shoved in your face nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, as much as you don't want to see it, I got these reels coming up on my IG. I don't like it. I don't know you. I don't want to see you dance around.
It's too much.
I don't give a fuck. I got too much shit going on, man. Can I just get to what I'm trying to see? Yeah. We're all corrupted in this, wave of... trying to be, I guess, civil and humane, but at the same time trying to be trendy and cool and pay attention to shit that's going on so we can have conversations like this, So it's a mix of both, man. It's, like you said, lesser of the two evils, but with everything, it's balance, man. Mm-hmm. Got to have some of the good with the bad. As long as you balance each other out, you Gucci, man.
Yeah, man. We live in such a weird complex, but, the world, the society, and the state that we're in now is just so... I don't know if it's getting better... As humans are evolving, or it's getting worse, or we're not killing each other as much as we used to, but
for sure killing the planet though, like a motherfucker. Yeah, so either way, that's going to lead to us killing each other. So at the end of the day, man, that circle goes round, bro.
I know, man.
So you just got to be happy that we get to experience things in our lifetime, and that we get to leave a situation as good as we possibly can for any offsprings or any friends and family we may have, bro. Yeah. That's all we can really ask for nowadays, bro.
How is you having kids changed your view on the world and all that?
A lot. I would just say the time aspect. Mm-hmm. I honestly didn't know what the hell I was doing with my time before them. Like, if you ask me, I'd honestly tell you, I don't know. I was in the club too much, And now it just kind of let me value how every minute counts. You know what I'm saying? So I try to spend as much time with them. I try to give them my undivided attention and try to put my phone down as hard as that is when I get home and, spend the day with him and do stuff like that, Mm-hmm. So I guess the importance of that and just knowing that family is number one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you have your oldest is your boy, right?
Yeah, I have a boy. He's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. I have a baby girl. She just turned 2 yesterday.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And I have a new one that I just stacked on. I have a 6-month-old, a boy.
Okay.
So
okay.
I got 2 boys and a girl, man.
There you go.
I got my fucking hands full.
That's
dope.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Wifey really got her hands full. Shout out to Wifey. She the one. She's queen.
Yeah,
so
That's,
if it wasn't for her, none of this would be possible, bro.
Get you a good one.
Bro, it's hard out here. It's hard out here. They may look good on the outside, but on the inside, they rotten like an apple, bro.
Man.
So you got to be careful. So, it's the same thing with balance. You got to get one that's hot enough and good enough. You can't get banging and good. It doesn't balance out. You know what I'm saying? So
you cook a steak.
I got lucky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I caught her. Fresh from the 505, she was doing her thing, so she didn't have that same mindset. And she's younger than me, but her mentality is on a whole nother order wavelength. You know what I'm saying? So
What made you, especially in the city of sin,
get
married and have kids?
Oh man, it was I guess timing for me. It was timing. You know what I'm saying? I dodged that bullet. Mm-hmm. A couple times, to be honest with you. They try to hold me down a couple times, but I wouldn't let myself get wrangled, as they say, But it was just the right timing and the right person. Obviously, you said, you got to find yourself a right one. And I just thought she was, not crazy. Mm-hmm. And,
she wasn't going to make your life a living.
Yeah, and, I'm older, so God forbid something happened to me, I know my kids going to be all right. Yeah, and they got, a good person to watch over them with a strong head on the shoulders. And she's smart as hell, bro. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's dope. The right person to have these kids with, because you've had those scares in those moments. You're like, not with this person.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But when this happened, it was like, yes, with this person. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there wasn't any doubt.
Yes. And I believe in organic and
when you know,
and it was super organic. I think everything I've done, I want to say from her on out, has been really organic
really
in my life.
Your life.
Yeah, just like really.
Shout out to Wifey, man.
Hey, shout out, bro. You gotta have a positive one on you. I'm telling you, fellas, you can't do this shit out here by yourself. No. You doing it by yourself, but really behind the scenes, you're not doing it by yourself. Need you that. Need that support, you know, that love, that just person that, you know, I probably drive her crazy. I know I drive her crazy because I'm like, yo, does this look cool? Is this t-shirt dope? Can I move around? You know, I just finished the winter collection, so I've been on her like, babe, as soon as I wake up, like, can just, I get I love you? Can I get a kiss? I'm like, babe, this t-shirt look cool? You think I should move this around? She's like, damn.
Yeah, so, I'm your stylist too, shit.
Yeah, I mean, I just that, you know, I know what to do, you know, just like anybody, but it's good to just kind of have that also thumbs up, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she
get that confirmation from wifey.
Undercover creative director over there,
there
you know,
you go,
so.
Bro.
But yeah, you got to have a good one by you, and, you know, the kids just help you kind of mellow out, you know, and just kind of be more wise with my time and not just give my time out so freely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, dog, it's just so crazy how happy they make you feel, you know, just seeing a smile on their face or them
just
being
to
happy.
See you, huh?
And at the end of the day, they don't want the shit, even though we give them all the shit. You know, my little man got out the Spider-Man's, I got the Spider-Man Jordans, you know, all that shit. But at the end of the day, they just want you to be there and smile with them. My kid loves, you know, this COVID stuff's been crazy, but he loves coming to me to the store and, and hanging out when I can, you know, bring him for an hour and just check up on the boys and see how the shop's doing.
Yeah, when he gets older, he's gonna really suck up.
Yeah, and that's gonna be special times, you know what I'm saying? So that's positive. And I wanna leave something for them at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows what the fuck this retail world is bringing to us, you know, in the next couple of years. We taking it day by day. We can't plan too far out because we had all this shit planned for this year and then dust, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully next year it changes, but we take that shit day to day, bro. So, you know, and online's popping. Shout out to online and you know, everybody all over the world. It's just, it's a good blend between, you know, people being supportive and showing love, and then also, you know, the fans and relationships you built through the years. You know, I have a lot of fans and supporters, and Dizzy has a lot of fans and supporters, and that turns out to, you know, people coming in and supporting you and your business and what you do as a person.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's just love in return, man.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. I really like, see, a lot of artists been hitting me up to come on here, but it gets me excited to talk to the guys behind the camera.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People like you, because people like you provide the space and the environment and, you know, for the creative people to do what they do. You know what I mean? And the business aspect, the business acumen is so important.
Dog, and it's, you know, if you would have told me, man, we've had the shop open for 2.5 years, almost three, but if you would have told me 4 years ago I would have been a business owner, I would have probably laughed.
Really?
Yeah, if you would have told me 4 years ago I would have been vegan, I would have really laughed.
You're
you know
vegan
what I'm
too?
Saying? Oh, yeah, for sure, dog.
I didn't know.
Oh, no, no meat, no meat. Shout out, once again, the circle goes back, wifey.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Literally, it was just a choice of how I felt. You know, she did it for like a couple months. Oh, that could be it. There it is. Ding, 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 bro. Because I don't, you know, I don't really work out here and not do my push-ups, but I'm not hitting the gym like every day and doing shit. So, but yeah, man, I guess that must be it. And for me, it was just a choice, fam. I thought it was, you know, the weed that was holding me down. I'm up late, and so I have to take a nap, or I'm droggy, or whatever it is. But literally, it was just what I was ingesting in my body, man.
Were you eating really bad, like fast food and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro. All of it. Except for McDonald's.
Yeah, we don't fuck with McDonald's.
Nah, that's the devil, bro.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say.
Them French
homie tried to bring
me.
That's what they say. Homie tried to bring me an ice cream the other day, Sunday. He thought it was cool, and I'm like, nah, homie, I'm going to have to let this one melt out, because I'm not even. If it came anywhere from there, I'll fuck around, maybe eat apple. Pie, I love me some apple pies,
For
bro.
Sure,
but other than that, no McDonald's, bro.
Yeah,
you know, but it's just, man. I tried it for 30 days, bro, and I felt fucking amazing.
Yeah, you feel lighter. You feel like more energy.
More energy. I'm not droggy. Clear headed.
So you're like all the way, like no steak.
No. I can't front. I go back and forth. No on the meat in any sort of substance, but the thing I can't really shake is that cheese, fam.
Oh, yeah.
Just the melty buttery cheese, fam. And that's the worst, bro. You know what I'm saying? The cheese and the milk is the worst. I haven't drunk milk in years.
Oh, yeah, no milk. Yeah,
I won't eat an egg.
You won't eat an egg?
No, bro. I'll probably throw up.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Even the fake. I even tried the tofu fake meat shit.
Yeah.
Not having it, bro. I couldn't even eat it.
Damn,
no,
son,
so
damn.
Not even the fake egg, bro.
Damn.
No, I can't do it. But you know what? I say never. So obviously I'm going to try meat again at one point. I'm going to have it. But to the point where I'm like abundantly eating it, having it all the time, never.
Yeah, I don't like to. I don't like to quote the Bible because I'm not a Bible goer.
Yeah.
But they said.
Shout out to Jesus, by the way.
Yeah. I got respect. I'm not
yeah,
a Jesus hater.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No,
me too. I believe, you know, in God for sure. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You don't got to force it on people.
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not necessary.
The one thing that stuck with me from the Bible is something along everything's okay in moderation.
Yeah, true.
So, like, you know, true. Like you said, like, if you have a steak once a year,
you're good. You know, yeah.
But if you just crave cut it. Back, bro, if, like, you cut back on a lot of shit.
No, it's got to be gradual. I mean, the way I did it, fam, is first I kicked the milk. I didn't even really drink milk when I was a kid. Yeah. I drank it more when I was an adult, just late night cereal. You got the munchies.
Yeah, cereal.
Late at night cereal is my go-to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But first I kicked, you know, no milk, and then I did no eggs, and then I did no red meat. So no steak, none of that. Mm. Then I did no chicken. And then I did no...
That'd be a tough one for me.
Oh, bro. The chicken's the worst, too, fam. Chicken's the worst. Just to tell you, man. I'm not pushing it on you. I'm just saying. But now there's too many options, bro. Yeah. You know, and then the fish was the last. Mm-hmm. So you get over that fish real quick. So by then, I'm like, I don't need the meat. You know, and then you go back and forth probably like 3-6 months. Like, you'll eat meat every once in a while. You crave it. And then after that, you're like, I'm over
fuck
it.
But do you feel tired? Like...
I don't, man. I feel better.
Really?
I feel better.
You don't feel like you like need to take naps and shit?
No.
Because I feel like if I went vegan, I feel like I'm not getting the
I sleep energy. Earlier, like I said. I mean, especially with this daylight saving stuff, it gets dark at 4:30. But it's like, I'm struggling to stay up 10:30.
What's up with
10
this
o'clock.
Daylight savings?
Bro, this shit sucks, man.
I think, isn't it fake?
It could be.
I think it's fake.
Yeah, they got a machine out here doing some shit. Yeah. Because 4:30,
I
don't
ever
remember.
They said farmers don't even like that. The farmers are like protest against daylight savings.
I mean, I've been a kid at heart my whole life, but even when I was a kid, I don't remember ever it getting this dark out at this time. If it was 4:30 and it was getting dark out when I was a little
conspiracy.
Kid, bro, we'd be out here protesting like this is some
what
bullshit.
The fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, come on now.
Damn.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, we just changed our store hours. Shout out to the shop, by the way.
Yeah.
If you guys aren't following, you know. Little plug, still moving.
Still moving.
You know, follow us on the IG, you know. And we like to think we're more than just a clothing boutique. I kind of, you know, it starts there. We got, you know, we got marijuana strains, and we in that business.
You guys don't sell anything in?
No, okay. Definitely not. Okay, no, okay, yeah, okay. Don't get it twisted. We get a lot of people calling like, oh, Dizzy Wright, y'all got the strains?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
nah,
bro, not here, fam. Not here, dog. You got to take that.
That's coming, I think, right?
Soon, I think the dispensaries and all that. I mean, and I was in the weed game, you know, for a little bit. I was a general manager at Reef, so I did that thing, and that's kind of where me and Dizzy, you know, kind of, man, let's, you know, so me and my boy, we've known each other since.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, we get into that. Okay, yeah, because I'm not that cool, bro.
So let me ask a question. So how did you and Dizzy Wright link up, get to be business owners together, go in business together, and have a fucking, like, living the dream over here, man?
I mean, the dream is freedom. You know what I'm saying? So when you get that time, and I have that time, luckily I can spend it with the kids, and I got employees at the shop and all that, you know. But it started out, you know, he went to, Basic. Mm-hmm. He went to Basic, damn. I went
Basic
to Green Valley. So we were rivals, really. I mean, I was ahead of his time. He's only 30, so I was you know, I was already out of school. But, you know, we knew each other through the midst of that, and he had his he was flashy Dizzy back then.
Yeah,
he was doing, the dancing, and
yeah,
the crew, and he was
that,
jamming,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I always was doing the retail thing from, shit, man, I think I started at Journeys to Robert Wayne to, you know, always did the shoe
so
thing.
So you've been in retail.
Oh, I've been doing this for, man, I've been doing retail. I literally got my first retail job at Journeys when I was 18, graduated from high school.
Damn.
So I've been doing this shit till then. So, I mean, when people say shit happens overnight and it happens to one of a billion, I've been doing this shit for 20 years and I just got my own store. You feel me?
Yeah,
so the shit takes time to build up, you know, and people know this shit. Shout out to Tenez. Tenez know this for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's a process, bro. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you fail, and sometimes you win, and sometimes you fail. But you know what kind of brings you gratitude at the end is when you kind of get there and you know that all the shit you've been through actually, you know, added up to something. Because I even worked at H&M at one point. I was fucking putting the sensor on 100 white skirts, and I said, fuck this. I'm fucking out of here, bro. And I left. You know what I'm saying? I was hustling at that time out of my own condo. But anyways, back to the main point, me and Diz, you know, we known each other through basically Vegas, you know? And where the connection kind of really started is I did retail my whole life, took a leap out of the corporate retail world and kind of helped feature, grow, and become, you know, the monster they are today. And that's when Dizzy first started coming in, getting the kicks, you know, so we started building that relationship.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went on and worked at New,
which was
a great place, and I learned
that was
a lot over there.
Yeah, those are two, like...
Staples,
for sure.
Man. They've come a long way, And I was blessed to have both of those opportunities. I learned a lot, especially in the retail game and in the manufacturing, actually making clothing game. Mm-hmm. That super expanded, and I built tons of relationships. And one of the main relationships was my man Diz, and he would come in and get the clothes for tour, and I'd hook him up. And, you know, he never had to worry about shit. When I was there for 4 years, I kept my man laced up. You know, and then where it kind of evolved more to a business relationship was when I was at Reef, because had the strains.
Okay.
You know, he had the weed strains, and I was a general manager out there.
What
you know?
Took you over to Reef from...
You know what? I got lucky. Luck and relationships have a lot to do, and timing can, you know, take you a long way. I was kind of at that point, you know, crazy enough to say burnt out of the whole retail boutique, man. I was spending hours. You know, I'd be gone 10 a.m. I'm there until 9 p.m.
Dude, managers spend so much
time. Bro, and I was fucking doing everything, fam, and making sure the employees were cool and, and the clothing was right and still being the man in the storefront and, you know, taking care of everybody. It was just way too much. Mm-hmm. So I spread myself thin, and I was like, I need to step back. I just had a kid. Mm-hmm. So I had my firstborn, which is baby Angel, my junior. So I was like, yo, I gotta give this man his time, you know, and I got to make sure he's coming up right. And, you know, and that had a big part to do with it. And I knew the owner at Reef at that time, his name's Matt Morgan.
Okay.
So shout out to Matt. Great, great guys. He's been in the cannabis game for decades, you know. And he took me under his wing, man. And we literally met fucking on some Vegas shit in the club.
It's a small
fucking world, bro. Small world, big city is what I say, you know, and fucking in the club next to each other, and it happened time after time. And I'm like, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. And he's like, who the fuck is this guy? Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, let's meet each other, you know? Mm-hmm. And we ended up meeting each other and just talking it over. And he liked the relationships I had with, you know, at that point I had new fucking popping. Mm-hmm. So if when you landed in town and you were DJ Snake or Skrillex or fucking whoever, you came through the shop and showed love.
Yeah.
So he knew I built that clientele list, and he was like, I want the peeps that you know to come through Reef.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, can we give them free weed?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. I'm like, cool, done. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it, done, bro. The majority, more than 50% of the people I know, you know, are going to be more than gladly to take up on that for an Instagram pic or a shout out or IG video, whatever. So
were you at the new Reef?
Yeah, the big one on, right by Fashion Show on Western. Mm-hmm. And dude, that was great, man. It just kind of took me out of the retail world, which was great. And gave me time to just refresh, regroup, and able to do what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And taught me the weed game, man. As funny as I say, man, I tell people this and they fucking laugh. I had that stripper mentality, bro. Like, I'm going to get in the game. I'm going to be in this bitch for like a year, and I'm fucking out with the bag, you know? And most people that I know that got into the game around the same time are still doing it just because that money's so lucrative. Mm-hmm. And it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy. And I did it, but I stuck to my guns. I'm like, I'm going to be here for a year, and I'm going to do my own thing. I always wanted to do my own store and always had admirations to do that and knew how to do it right. I just spent too much time being in a store that it was employee. A no-brainer.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? And the push kind of came when, you know, Diz started coming through the dispensary all the time. And, of course, I'd be upstairs in the office. He'd be like, Angel. What's good? You got the bag for your boy? And I'm like, cool. And then it was every month. And then it was every week. And then it was every other day. And I'm like, Diz, my man, I could hook you up as much as I can. But every day, I can't do it every day, dog. So we built that relationship hardcore. And then having, you know, on a financial level, I was putting money in his pocket by having, you know, his strains be at Reef and pushing it, promoting it, and it consistently selling out from joints to pre-rolls to fucking the weed, all of it, you know? So we were now fucking with each other on a money financial level instead of just, you know, friend relationship or hookup kind of level.
Yeah.
So that grew, man. And crazy enough, I had stacked enough to just, you know, do the shop. And I had the blueprint ready. I had brands ready to go. And I had the discussion with Wifey the night before, like, yo, I'm about to empty this bank account. I know it look real good right now, but this shit gonna be gone real quick. So don't be alarmed. And, you know, and we're gonna do this, you know. And she's like, I believe in you. It's all good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know you'll make it work. So I kind of, you know, anteed up. And the next day, and this is how crazy how, like, you know, destiny, divine, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But the next day, Dizzy called me, and I had just gotten off Reef, and I was like, man, I was thinking about when am I going to put my 2 weeks in and how I'm going to make this work and all this shit. He calls me, and he's like, yo, what up, Brody? I just got off tour. He's like, I had this crazy dream about doing a store. He's like, I want to do a clothing store, and I know you're the clothing man in town. Like, let's fucking do it. And I'm like, cool, dude. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
So a couple days later, man, we met in his dungeon, his creative space, you know, where he does everything. And as soon as I walked in, I can't remember if it said clothing store or still moving store.
Mm-hmm.
I might be just putting the still
moving.
What is
it written up on the wall or something?
Yeah, he has stuff he writes down, you know, projects and the next album and so on and so forth. But he had that written on the wall, and I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get it popping. Yeah. And
what was the store going to be called before that?
You know what? I had a couple names.
Uh-huh.
And I still have a couple names that I don't want to say them just because I might use them for clothing brands and shit like that. I can't give away too much of my secrets on here. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to catch the hustle, but you know, the blueprint, blueprint's going to cost a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. But the main thing is that was the one that stuck. And when he said it, I knew it. And I just automatically thought Vegas, you know, because quote unquote New York is a city that never sleeps. Cool. Yeah. They can have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vegas is the city that's always fucking moving, doing COVID, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to shut us down under any circumstances. You know, shit's always popping here, day, night, winter, summer. Yeah.
You hear that, Sisolak? You hear that, Sisolak?
Don't shut us down. I'm a Sisolak fan. Shout out to the fam out there. We know the Sisolaks, but don't shut us down, bro. We're trying to make a living out here, please, brother. Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this is the city that's always moving. So from then ran the concept of the store. How do we do it? Mm-hmm. And I actually still have it in my backpack to this day, a little blueprint that I drew out. And I'm like, you know, we got to have floating shelves. Mm-hmm. So shit looks like it's floating and nothing's attached to the ground. And let's have tables that we can move around and have events in here. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing just started popping, popping, popping.
Yeah.
And when I say shit happened organically, fam, like, I'm not, and this shit's probably unheard of for any business owner. And I know my man Tanesh, shout out, bro. Yeah. I know you know, dog. Yeah. We had the idea in April and we opened in August. So for
that's
y'all out there that can't do no math, that's 4 months.
That's fast.
You know what I'm saying? So shit was fucking quick to the point where, you know, I had clothing brands already, boxes in my closet. In my house, like all over the place. My girl's like, is this gonna go somewhere or is this staying here? I'm like, the online's getting going. Yeah. We're gonna have the shop soon, you know? And we luckily found a spot. We're on 3540 West Sahara Avenue.
I love the location.
I like it. It's just close to the strip and close to dispensaries. We actually have a dispensary in our actual plaza, Thrive Dispensary. Shout out to Thrive, you know? And they carry some of the stuff. And now they're building, I believe, Essence down the street. Just got taken over by Cookies. Oh, so my man Burner's about to be out here heavy, which is down the street from the shop.
He's already been out here, right?
He's already. Everybody wants a cookie shit. Yeah, so besides the Dizzy OG shit, gotta shout out my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I still haven't smoked it.
Bro, I gotta come on, man. All you gotta do is say the word. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
And we got the new shit, Dizzy's Cookie. And, you know, the way it kind of started out here, well, those are all Cali shit. So it's real legal out here. Like, you gotta fucking have the license
you can't
and everything.
Grow. Well, they can't get out of state grows.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So you got to grow it here in order to sell it here, produce
and
that's
it
here. A whole
nother,
yeah, the Dizzy OG, my bad, and Dizzy Cookies is only Cali. Mm. But then we got out here, we have Dizzy Lotto, which is the indica, Dizzy Dream, Dizzy Durbin, and we have Still Moving OG.
Damn. Who's the cultivator?
Redwood. So shout out to Redwood.
Okay.
And they do the cultivation out here, man. And they've been cool to us. And
dope,
you know, we do pop-ups and stuff like that all the time. But, you know.
I want to know how that works. I want to know how that works.
What do you mean?
Like getting your own strain.
It's both. So when it comes to the Dizzy OG and Dizzy Cookies, that's my man owns that. Mm-hmm. Dizzy owned that. Mm-hmm. So when he owns everything, so genetics,
so I'd probably have to ask him.
Yeah, but and then there's other ways of doing it. So a lot of the people, what they do, you know, you see a lot of these celebrities, Tyson and Cheech and Chong and all these people have this weed. What they do is just you're licensing your name out.
Yeah.
You know, so they create a strain for you. And depending on how involved, we went back and forth, especially with the Still Moving, they OG. They wanted us to do a sativa, Still Moving, sativa. I'm like, nah, it's not what I smoke. I'm like, I'm always on the go, so why would I want to smoke? So, even though it's still weed, don't get it twisted. You're going to feel, you know, the chill and everything. Yeah, yeah. But sativa wasn't me, so we went back and forth and finally found a good mixture of strains that we liked and we approved, and that was a Still Moving OG. Mm. So you got to put some thought into it. But, you know, those through Redwood are all – license names. We let them borrow the name for profit, so on and so forth. And
it's just like any other product company.
Yes. And then the other products, which is Dizzy OG and Dizzy Cookies, like I said, my man Dizzy owns that. So whatever is made, created, sold, that's all him.
Yeah. So damn, that's dope.
There's
man.
Way to work the games, ladies and gentlemen. Bro. There's way to put pockets in money in your pockets, as I like to say. So you just gotta, you know, when I got to that plateau of being a business owner with Dizzy, my move was, where can I spread my hands and my roots the most? Mm-hmm. If it's in the weed game and I can put a pocket in there, let me put a pocket in there. Yeah. If it's the clothing brand, let me put a pocket in there. If it's the music game, because now we got Still Moving Records, let me put my pocket in there. Like, wherever, you know, because the more options you have, the more chances you are to win with a raffle or in life, anything. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. So shoot, you can't just stick to one. You got to be good at one and then stick to a couple. Mm-hmm. So real multitaskers, entrepreneurs know that shit.
What about retail businesses? Like what does it take to have a successful retail store?
Man, I think retail is the hardest. Yeah, because fashion is changing at the blink of an eye, especially with fucking IG and shit. Yeah. And one sneaker's hot 1 minute, one t-shirt's hot 1 minute. Next week it ain't shit.
Yeah.
This week it costs $1,000. Next week it costs $200. Yeah. Next week, next year you can't even get rid of it for $35.
Is out of
you know,
control, huh?
It's insane, man. So it's just kind of, man, the way I like to say it, and I don't want to sound selfish, but I make clothes for me, for us,
right.
What I think is cool, and I think I've been around so much stuff that I kind of know what's cool and what people like and how to place it so it catches the eye and stuff like that. So if I don't see myself wearing it, honestly, I won't make it and I won't sell it.
Do you guys do you make all your clothes in-house?
No, I wish. That's the next step sure, because that's where the money game is. If you have your own, you know, print machine and screen print and embroidery and all that, that's the way to fucking go.
So that's where you're going though. That's like what you want to do?
Yeah, for sure. Because then you get to create every aspect of what you're making. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to make a certain amount of t-shirts and kind of be overstocked on something and not, you know, stocked on something else. Right. And, you know, I kind of get to create stuff as I go and make more one-of-ones and samples and stuff like that. That's definitely the next route. I just want to be 110% full production in-house. Mm-hmm. And then that way, there's no stopping us, bro. Yeah. I don't have to, you know, COVID or whatever.
Control,
I'm literally in control for sure.
That's a beautiful thing, man. So what else you got going on, though? Are you like, are you 100% and still moving? Like, that's, or do you got
I'm in and out. I got other shit going on for sure. I try to give most of my focus, like I said, to the fam. Yeah. But, dude, I got other shit going on. I help Dizzy out with whatever he fucking needs. People ask me all the time, are you Dizzy's manager? I'm not Dizzy's manager.
Yeah, you think that role's
don't
coming?
Don't hit me up for
you
that.
Do you think it's coming?
Who knows? My man's 110% independent, and that's what we like. And as a business,
he doesn't have a manager right now, right?
No. Yeah. He has, you know, we deal with accountants and business people and promoters and stuff that we talk to on an everyday basis, which sometimes a headache and sometimes cool. And,
so you kind of are the manager then, if you're talking to promoters and shit.
I mean, I do it all. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I can help out and do with, my main focus is at Still Moving and trying to make the brand, you know, kind of grow and make sure the store is cool. And I got my employees that hold me down. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of what we've built there. But the thing is not to stop there, you know? Yeah. So I try to put as much focus in on that, but I also try to put focus to other stuff, you know, and try to see how we can get this money together and how he can grow as a brand and as a name and how we can do concerts, stuff like that, because that helps the brand evolve. Yeah, you know, he'll go fucking do a show in Ohio and here's 32 orders from Ohio overnight. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's
and then
how it
he
is,
goes
huh?
and does a show in New York and I'm like, oh shit, all orders are coming in from New York. Yeah. So him being out there is important, but he's independent. We're an independent business. We did not take, you know, a bank loan to do this shit. Like I said earlier, we emptied out each other's bank accounts, you know. I don't want to play big bank, little bank, but I'm sure his bank was a little bigger than mine, so he had some left over. For me, I took that risk,
you
know.
You got to put your money where your mouth is.
You got to put your money where your mouth is, man. And if you want to be in this life, you have to take those fucking risks. You have to take those chances or you won't fucking get anywhere. And guess what? You're going to lose that money. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You're going to fucking make it back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's just fucking money. People, let go of the money. Yeah. At the end of the day, I started making, I want to say, the most money when I was the happiest. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying this has made me fucking rich, but it keeps me steady. Mm-hmm. You know, I get that time with my fam. I'm not needing of anything. I have a roof over my head.
What else more can you ask for?
What
really?
Else more can you fucking ask for, yeah, fam? Yeah. And the rest just stacks up. It just takes that time. People need to understand that shit. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
So, you know, we opened the store within a 4-month period. And the rest is fucking history, bro. You know, we kind of found the spot, got the lease, already had the brands on deck, got more brands on deck, did the build out, which when you go into doing something, you have this rough total, you know, whatever that is.
Multiply.
Are you guys out there, when you look at the camera, that's starting a fucking business, whatever it is, add probably another 20 to 15K on top. Because that's really what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So you come in with this aspect, and then there's more, and there's more, and there's more. But luckily for us, you know, the speed bumps weren't that heavy where we could just kind of glide over them, bro.
Right, right.
And, it's been history ever since. I'm there for sure. I'm there most of the time, I would say. That's why people, what are you doing? Da-da-da-da. I'm like, pull up. You want to catch me? Pull up. You know where I'm at. You might not apparently not just see me. I'm in the office. I'm running. You know what I'm saying? I got to go make sure the design's right, pick up T-shirts, do this, run a meet with Diz. You know, so I'm all over the place, but I'm there. That's, you know, that's home base for sure.
Well, talking about, like, rollouts and stuff, how does that, that's what I have a question for you, too. Like, what is the process of a new design and rolling out? Because it's almost like that. This question can be applied to not just clothes, but music as well. You know, it's like a lot of artists have good music, but they don't take into account the rollout and the marketing behind it and the images and everything else supporting the actual product. So how does your brain work in that sense?
Oh, man, that's a huge process, especially nowadays with social media and timing. I mean, for instance, this last album Dizzy just dropped, My Hustle's Unmatched, we've had that shit ready since March. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That this shit was ready to come out.
Yeah.
And my man scrapped 6 songs, put 6 new songs on, and times change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes to the clothing game, I think this season, this fall winter, was kind of the hardest for me. I felt like for the first time ever, I was almost in a creative slump.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to feel the motivation when you aren't doing what you're regularly used to doing. You feel me? So I'm like, what do I do? Is it too much? Should I make not too many? You know, like, what do you fucking do? So I kind of went down to the wire last minute. I just got that shit done last week, thank God. So everything will be in next week. So if you want some new hoodies and beanies and tees, come through the shop.
Do you have like a graphic designer or do you?
Yeah. So I think shout out to my man Peanut. He's the still moving. Yeah. I would say creative director. He does Dizzy's videos. He does most of the designs for us. Flyers. You name it. You know, he's really the man behind the visuals. Mm-hmm. He kind of does it all. And for all of y'all that are lazy out there, my man didn't go to a class for this. He learned on YouTube University. So YouTube, get your ass on the motherfucking computer and learn that shit. Because if you don't know how to fucking do something, guess what? You could fucking do it. Yep. And the man is really good at what he does now.
Yeah.
So the creative process for me is, where do I want to go in this season? You know, for me, there's always a theme, even though people might not know it and it might not be apparent to them. To them, it's just a T-shirt or it's 3 T-shirts. Yeah. To me, it's a theme. So this season, I wanted to do more of hippie shit. Let's get back to peace, love, cool shit.
Yeah.
I have a shirt that has a sunflower on it with our peace sign on it. I have a shirt that's peace, love, harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shirt that's the peace sign with trippy, you know, joints and bongs and love.
It all ties, you know what I'm saying?
It all ties into that and getting back to colorful shit and vibrant shit. I feel like people aren't out as much, so they need to see that shit doing stuff in different colors. So I think of the creative process, sometimes draw it out, sometimes just try to verbally tell this. It's easier when I got my man Peanut with me. I have him come in. We're in the office. I'm like, I need this and this.
So frustrated and trying to get what's in your
bro,
mind.
Oh, bro, the text. I know this.
Especially somebody else,
my
too.
Man. Shout out to him because I know he has the patience of a god because I will fucking have him do something 1 minute and I'll hang up the phone and I'll literally sit there for 5 minutes and be like, nah, it ain't right. And call him back and be like, can you do this? And he'll do it. He'll send it to me. I'll look at it. I'll sit back for another 5 minutes and be like, you know what, bro? I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to get back to you tomorrow. And he knows he's some changes like coming. So he's like, this motherfucker. But you know what? You kind of have to be. Picky gets what Picky wants.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know your vision, if you don't know what you want, it's not going to come out in the right light. And for me, if something ain't right and something ain't the way I want it to be, mm-hmm. from quality to print to embroidery to whatever, it's mm-hmm. not coming out.
Yeah. For sure.
So that's why people are like, oh, I go to your website, some of the shit sold out, but some of it's there. And, yeah. and some of it's, I'm not going to just drop motherfucking whatever. Yeah, you yeah, want yeah, that yeah. shit, there's places for you to go get that yeah. shit. I'm not saying don't come to me and buy a shirt. Come to me yeah. and buy a shirt. Yeah. But I'm trying to bring out quality shit. I'm not trying to bring out something that's going to fall apart tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not going to try to bring out something that no one's going to give you a compliment on and say you're cool. I'm sure you've got mad compliments on that t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Especially
I know,
cause especially at this motherfucking mall.
Oh, yeah. They love that. yeah, you know yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's stuff like that that I proud myself on and mm-hmm. us on is because it's always quality shit.
Yeah.
We're getting into the groove where shit's gonna be on the shelves no matter what. Mm-hmm. Production tight. It's been a headache, obviously, with fucking, you know, this COVID shit, but everything we make is Vegas made. Mm. So I don't get shit made anywhere
in
else.
In LA?
Nah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Nah,
bro, you gotta have the quality because I tell artists, because a lot of artists hit me up about, like, you know, feedback and shit or whatever, but I tell everybody, your quality, you have no choice but to have your quality tip top because as a viewer, just not even as like somebody giving you feedback on whatever you're doing, as a viewer, like a fan, bro, I'm the quality of videos, the quality of clothes, everybody is putting out, there's so much top tier quality out there. And if you're anything less than that, my brain is like, yo, this is...
You have to be perfect for you. There's no such thing as perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. No one's perfect. Yeah. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be perfect for you. If it's quality and top tier to you and you're doing this and you know this, mm-hmm. then it's going to be quality for everybody else. And I think that's what's important. I mean... Dog, I've had my own personal brand that I've been literally trying to come out with for 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. Yeah, and you know why I haven't come out with my own personal brand in 3 years? People are like, where's your brand? Yeah. I mean, Still Moving is my brand. I create it, we do it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my own personal brand away from that, just because I solely haven't found the right t-shirt blank to print on.
That's the biggest thing, bro.
That's taking me 3 years.
Bro.
I finally found out and made a decision what blank I want to use.
Yeah.
So obviously right now is a bad time, so hopefully next year. But now I can move forward.
Are you making your own cut and all that? And
Not my own cut. I'm going to start out with a cut, but then from then it's going to be my own cut for sure. I want to offer a little bit of everything from cut and sew to print. Obviously, print's what's hot right now. You know, for the 4 years ago, it was all about cut and sew and shit being polished and clean and no graphic and the material.
Mark Echo shit.
Yeah, so now it's about, you know, who's got the coolest print and the tie-dye print and what's the boldest and what says, you know, I'm cool, the biggest.
Like
the
90s shirts, throwback kind of deal. Yeah.
I think now finally it's getting to the point where people want to be more of an individual and they want to do more customization from shoes to hats. You know, people are sewing shit on their own hats. When it comes to shoes, people are getting them laser stitched or painted or you fucking name it. You know, so customizing your own fabric and cutting it and doing
that's
stuff.
That's a bit big right
I think it's getting to that, you know, and we recognize everything, especially me. I am as tuned in as you possibly can be. I know I'm a victim of spending way too much time on my phone.
What's your daily average?
You know, not that bad. I looked at it the other day. It was like 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not bad. Okay. You would think, but most of the time...
It's still a lot, though.
It's still a lot. It's still a lot. And
over 10 years?
I could cut back. I could cut back for sure, without a doubt. You have to kind of be in tune doing this. I wish I can take a social media break... I don't know what that is, dog.
Yeah.
I can't.
Part of your job, for sure.
I just got to balance myself enough where I'm not on it too much and I'm in the real world enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, earlier this year, I heard this quote, analogy, whatever you want to call it, and it fucking stuck to me like fucking glue.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the reason horses that race horses wear fucking blinders is because they don't want to get distracted or see the horse next to them, their step, their movement. It's going to take them out of sync. It's going to take them out of how fast they're going. They could stumble over their own feet and fall. That's the most important. Remember that, people. Yeah. It can take you off your own feet, stumble, and fall. So you cannot fucking pay attention to the man next to you, the person next to you, your competition, whatever it may be. You got to stick to your own shit and do it well and have a story. Mm-hmm. That's the most important. A lot of brands come out and they don't have a story. I'm just making a fucking t-shirt. For what?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. It's frustrating.
Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you
What does your brand
have,
mean? Yeah.
What does it mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It has to have a movement, a saying. I'm not saying that I have this big, you know, fucking movement that I want to make with a paragraph when you go to my fucking website. Well, says, we are about this, 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 and this. And we, you know, we quote this and all this. You know, it's not about that. It's kind of almost if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you know. For us, it's a fucking vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a store that sells cool clothing that caters to brands that not every store has. Mm-hmm. And I try to show a lot of locals love. We have vintage. We have vintage because, you know, we did a deal with, you know, Generation Cool and those guys a couple years ago and brought vintage in because I was a huge fan of it. Mm-hmm. Right before I left New, we did a collection with my man, DJ Ross One. Mm-hmm. Awesome DJ. And he has probably the number one collection of rap tees in the fucking world.
Oh, for real?
And I bought a bunch of them, and I was like, yo, this is my shit. Yeah. I don't got to worry about what did the shirt look like.
Yeah.
Now I can have a hole in it, be washed a thousand times,
cool.
And I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable as fuck. And I can walk into a room, and not everybody's going to have that fucking shirt.
Exactly.
So that drew my attention, and I got heavy into it and started buying and trading and selling and brought that into my store because how dare I, as a store owner, promote something that's not in my facility. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I gotta bring the vintage in. Brought the vintage in, and it was cool. It was a success. And now we got my man, shout out to my man Chris, works hard with me on the everyday basis. His IG is T-Day. T-Day underscore 702. Go follow that for all your vintage shit. They're right next to us. They're connected to us.
Dope.
And my man's out there hustling just like me.
Yeah.
And for me, it was almost inspiring to have somebody in my store like that because my man's hitting the bins early. Mm-hmm. And he's at the fucking thrift and the fucking estate sales. And I'll be like, dog, it's motherfucking 1:30.
Yeah, these
we opened at 12.
These thrift stores aren't ran through already?
No. I mean, right now with COVID, that's what I'm saying. You got to find other ways. So he hits, you know, eBay and Depop and all that shit. But also the locals where most of the love is at because you get the shit right there.
Yeah.
And people know what's up. And, you know, I'll be like, man, this motherfucker 1:30. Where the fuck is this motherfucker at? As much as, yo, I'm the worst. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was late today.
He had to make an entrance.
I was for sure fucking late. So I'm late everywhere, fam.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you need me to be somewhere, this is my number one warning to everybody out in the world, okay? Angel Rodriguez is saying, if you need me to be somewhere, please at least tell me half an hour to an hour prior because I'm liable to be half an hour late. Thank you. That's my disclaimer. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm late, bro. It's my number one cardinal sin, but I run on a different clock, I guess I would say, you know, and I work in...
Your perception of time.
Bro, my perception of time is all fucked up, and...
It's that weed, bro. It's that tizzy.
Right? Slow me down. I work on... I don't know how to say it, man. Okay, I guess a simpler way to say it is I work good under pressure. I like being on pressure. I like being rushed. Mm-hmm. I'm consistently on the go. Like, I don't have to be, but I choose that. I guess that's how I've lived my life now that I can remember for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And I almost thrive on that. It's exciting if I'm not in a rush or in a hurry or...
Yeah, why be at home doing nothing?
Yeah, watching exactly, Netflix, bro. Yeah. So that's how I've lived it. That's how it's always been. But I'm on the go guy. So I'm going to be late. Let me
You're
know.
A hustler, bro. It's
yeah,
part of the
I try.
Life,
I try to hustle, and that's why I smoke the weed, man, because it helps me slow the brain down, especially when I get home. You know, like I just need to turn it off, man, because I don't do the white girl. I don't hate on anybody, but I can't be the white girl, the cocaine.
Oh
Escobar.
Okay,
I can't, fam. I can't. I'm already an amped up dude, fam. You want me to take something that's going
to
get me?
You went straight Cubano on me,
bro. Because I be in the club and people try to offer me. Sometimes somebody try to give me something. I was like, what is this?
No.
I was like, payao. Out my. They were like, did you just toss? I'm like, hell yeah. What am I gonna do with that, bro? I don't, bro.
You already like that.
I'm already amped
like
up, fam. As you can tell, this is probably gonna be the longest motherfucking interview you do. We just getting started, bro. So everybody go grab a drink now because we're gonna be here for a
bathroom
minute.
Bathroom break,
so,
right?
Yeah,
now.
Right now is your time.
What was I gonna say? Do you drink coffee?
No coffee.
No coffee either.
No,
can't do that either.
No, man.
Damn,
it messes up my whole insides, bro.
Does it? Makes you shit, huh?
You know how people,
bro,
you know how people wake up and that's the first thing they gotta have is coffee?
Yeah, that's me.
No.
Bro, I have like 4 cups a day.
Dog, how do you? I don't even know how. You are strong.
I don't.
Your
I've been doing it.
Must be in line,
I've been doing
fam.
It for a while, bro. I've
bro,
been doing it for
I
a
can't.
While. It gets It'll, me going though. It makes me happy. It's weird.
See,
too,
bro. I mean, it's, you know, everybody has their, you know, their forte, bro.
But if I
you
drink know, it so. Too much, like I remember when I did the Two Realest interview.
Yeah.
I drank two cups of coffee that morning.
Oh, man.
And we
it's
did
already
it,
making we, my stomach hurt. You said it. So you know.
And I drink like the strongest shit, the espresso. Oh, because no. I'm kind of like the opposite. I'm kind of like chill and I'm kind of like, you know, moving at my own pace. You know what I mean? And I drank two cups of coffee. And when they got here, we started pouring up some tequila and I was like, bro, I'm wired. I couldn't even, because I was already kind of nervous. Like, I was already kind of nervous. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And I told him too, I was like, bro, like, just bear with me.
If I drink coffee in the morning, the rest of my day is shot, fam.
Damn, what?
Oh, but when it comes to stuff like being sick and not feeling good, I'm the biggest baby.
Yeah.
Okay, like I don't like that because I don't like anything that's gonna stop me or make me feel different for a little bit. I'm used to my routine. I gotta go.
Yeah,
so that's just gonna make my stomach hurt. You gotta make me wiry.
You gotta take a bathroom break. You gotta pull over.
Like, I can't do it, bro. So no coffee for me.
I
try to eat breakfast as much as possible, but I mostly skip that. I mostly don't get,
bro, get
anything
little,
to eat
get
until
you a
like
oatmeal,
the afternoon.
Bro.
Yeah, oatmeal's good. A little fruit, bananas, cool, some strawberries,
something light.
It's cool, man. The smoothies. I was heavy into the smoothies, kind of slowed down on that a little bit, but I was heavy into the smoothies. I do the sea moss every day.
Hey, yo, somebody just put me on that. So what is, so brilliant. explain to me what it does.
So basically, and yes, the name is literal. It does fucking come from the sea, like sea moss, you know what I'm saying? But it basically what it does is it helps you clear out all the mucus.
Okay.
And all the shit in your body. So the mucus is what really gets you sick.
Okay.
You know, that's what's going to make you sick. So helps you just clear out all that. Other than that, man, I don't know too much about it. I just know that.
Do you take it every day?
I take it every day.
Is it like pill capsule?
No,
or?
No, it's...
like you put it on a sandwich or something?
It's almost... Well, shout out to my man. My grind is organic. He's always got the fire. I know a lot of people are doing the sea moss, so I respect that. But he's got the flavors. So he's
they're flavoring.
Oh yeah,
sea moss?
Fam. You can have like
what the
pineapple.
Fuck?
That's my favorite.
What the fuck?
The pineapple's a banger.
So what is it though? It's like bush, like
no,
like,
it's
like
it's almost
spinach?
Like a jelly. It looks like a gel. It looks like a gel, like a light
gel?
Slush gel. And it comes in a glass jar, and you're supposed to take two teaspoons a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it by the teaspoon, or you can put it in a smoothie and a drink and
what
anything. I'm raw with it. I just like to fucking
get in there
with the spoon. Oh,
you're savage.
I fucking love it. My girl's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like, I put that shit in a smoothie.
Why?
Like,
is it
gross?
Shit
good. I think it's... Tastes great, especially when you get
guys.
The flavors.
You're one of those guys.
I like it raw. You know what I'm talking about, wifey. You know we got three kids, so you know what's up.
Hey man,
I like to keep it real natural.
Yeah, condoms suck. No, be safe out there, people. But,
I know, be safe because I can't have no more kids, bro. I'm maxed out.
You done?
I'm done.
That's
we
good.
Have
Three's
this
good.
Discussion back and forth.
You got one girl. She's going to be protected by the two boys.
Well, they say, what did I read something? I don't know. A long time ago, they told us all two's whatever, three's a party, and four's. I heard three is mayhem and four is harmony or something like that. I'm like, I'm fucking cool,
who comes up
bro.
With this bullshit?
Especially, like, my girl's over it.
Yeah.
She don't.
Oh,
want,
yeah.
I mean,
she
these kids,
go
bro.
Yeah.
She got to be at
body,
home with them
body,
most of the
like,
day. This shit is not light. I've seen three kids come out of one person, and this shit is not light, fellas.
Oh,
At the same time,
we're spoiled, bro. We
if you don't want to have kids with a girl, wear a condom, obviously, because you
and,
know
and just,
they crazy out here.
And sometimes that's not even enough, man.
Sometimes that's not even enough.
Just,
amen
just,
to that.
Just,
bro.
Just choose wisely.
Yeah, just choose very wisely. Yeah. Take your time with it. If you're not in your late 30s, about 35, you got no rush.
See, I'm 29 right now.
You good.
I know, but I'm
you got
ready.
Another.
Bro. I'm ready.
Nah.
It's so funny, too, because I'm just getting out of a relationship.
Oh, okay.
And so,
then you're not ready. I'm gonna tell you right now. Let me be the first one to burst that bubble for you, my friend.
Yeah.
You are not ready.
Okay,
those
thanks,
words right
man.
There just
thanks,
told me
bro.
Enough.
Thanks,
no.
bro.
Give it some time. Especially right now, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
It's not like you can go to the club.
Yeah.
You know, my boy came in from the Wind the other day, and that was my spot. Mm. I fuck with XS Heavy. I've been a lot of relationships there. And he was telling me, it's not the same. Motherfuckers expect to come out from Cali or whatever it is and come to the club and get bitches. And guess what? There's no bitches in the club. Like, you got to stick to your group, man.
Yeah.
You have to have,
you
if you come with six, seven people, you stick with that six, seven people. So now the dynamic has changed. Now it's about the group you come with. Bring three fellas, four girls. You know what I'm saying? Have an extra girl.
Get
you
on
know
the
what
gram.
I'm saying? Like,
get on the gram. Get
yeah,
some DMs,
have a crew
you know?
That's going to have fun and wants to, you know, You know, there's
Instagram models out there that want to come on.
Yeah, I mean, this is Vegas. You can pay for the pussy for anywhere, you know. Yeah. Fellas, don't pay for the pussy, okay? I've never paid for it. don't pay for the pussy, okay? But if you want to spend your money and you got to do what you got to do, do you. But at the end of the day, it's like crazy. It's completely changed. 360, so it's not the same.
It's fucked. I'm worried about our city, bro. I'm worried.
I am, and I'm worried if we have another shutdown, because when we obviously had this shutdown for months, it was bad. Like, you could ride a fucking bicycle on the strip, man. I almost fucked around and went out there. Like, the last week, I'm like, this is history.
Yeah,
when
I wanted
am I
to,
ever
going to
be able
say,
to do
like,
this shit? And then I got high. So, it was all good. But it might get to that where, you know, the streets are empty again. And obviously that worries us because we're a tourist city. And, I mean, shit's still not open up. The Palms is closed.
Bro.
Fucking Rio's closed.
Bro, we can't, like, this is like our whole, we're such a unique city.
The strip clubs are closed.
Come on.
Vegas.
No, they're opening up this weekend.
Oh, I heard that.
Spearmint.
Not that I know.
I'll be at Spearmint.
Not that tonight. I know. But I heard that the Palomino and what? Oh, Spearmint's opening.
Spearmint's open.
Okay, that's the spot. But I heard the Palomino and what? The Hustler are open.
I don't know.
But then the homie.
Spearmint's all I care about. I don't go nowhere.
The homie Peanut, not to put Peanut on blast.
Oh, Peanut.
But Peanut's on
me. Me and Peanut might have to hang out.
You're gonna have to link up with my man because he's ready to go, bro. And he told me that the strippers are wearing masks. I'm like, how?
That might not be bad.
Yeah, but then he told me they went to Atlanta, and you just got to have it to walk in.
Bro, my boy, you know Abu?
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy Abu, he just moved to Atlanta, and he be telling me, bro, that shit's open.
Open. Atlanta don't give a fuck, bro. Come on, man. They're not the Dirty South for no reason, fam. Come on, man.
But it's weird, though, because we're all in America. Like, what the fuck?
It's not the same.
Like, if anybody needs to be open, we need to be open because our whole, not even our city, bro, our state depends on the
It's just crazy because if you think about it, it's all bullshit. Like, it's different in every state, every city, every city is supposed to govern themselves and like, when you can wear masks. Really, none of this shit, if you take a minute to read, is law. Mm-hmm. By law, you're not required to wear a face mask. Mm-hmm. You're just required to wear a face mask. Nobody can impose that on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We do it to help each other out and because that's the common law, but it's not actual written law.
Yeah.
So all this shit is all fucking blurred fucking lines, bro. It's a suggestion.
Yeah.
And we definitely all need to get on the same page. Not saying that we all need to have the same beliefs. Because that's never going to happen. It's not realistic. But we just need to get on the same page and have shit rolling out again as normal as possible. This shit's probably not going to be normal again for at least, man, if you ask me, we've seen 2022. Maybe like spring, so maybe like April, March of 2022 is when I see it getting better. Other than that, to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of this shit's going to be the same, man. I was used to being in a club in a DJ booth with the DJ and the crystal, and everybody dancing, sweating.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's not gonna happen again, bro. No. I think that era is done. They're not gonna allow all these people in a DJ booth where you don't know where somebody's been. You can be contaminated, whatever.
But people
I think
the thing about it is that people don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. They really don't. They really, honestly,
I mean?
And genuinely don't.
Yo, house
don't.
Parties are correct.
Booming. When did you ever see that you would think that there'd be an era where the house party came back strong? I mean, I know DJs that were fucking top set Dre's, top set motherfucking XS that are doing house parties now. I mean, you gotta fucking grind. So if you getting bread for the house party, I'll jump on that bitch in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You get fucked up. Nobody gives a fuck. You know, you don't have a million people watching you and shit. You don't gotta have the pressure of opening up or closing for this world-class DJ. You can just do your thing. But you now they're doing house parties,
let's start
bro.
Throwing house parties.
I'm down, but the city on us, bro. They looking at my IG and everything, bro. I'm not hating on the city, but back up on your boy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make some
money.
Are
they really? They're on your head?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
The lady straight told me, fam, when they came for the anniversary, you know, they hit us with the fine a couple days later.
Mm.
So, you know, as a business owner, your boy was sweating. I was hearing thousands.
Mm.
And I'm like, damn, they trying to make and take everything we made that day. Yeah. What the fuck, you know? So I was stressing the whole weekend. Then they came in and hit us with, you know, I don't like to talk money, but they came in and hit us with a slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
it wasn't even close to what we thought. So we were cool.
Yeah.
But Dizzy's like, oh, you need it right now?
Yeah.
Can we give it? And she's like, no, I got to go back and process this through the city. It'll be up in a day. He's like, you sure we just can't give it to you right now? Because we just want to clear this board.
Yeah.
So it was all love. It was nothing big. But yeah, man, she came in and she had me walk around the store and walk her through. And she says, oh, what's his back door? you know, we got this little back alleyway, you know, my man's from Skin Design. Shout out to Orlando. He just actually tatted me. I got Still Moving tatted on my leg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's for life. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dizzy got the same tattoo. We said we're going to do
post,
it. Fuck
that
it.
Post, I was like, yo, he over here in his own store smoking a blunt. Getting tattooed at the same time. I was like, amen. Yo, this is the bossiest shit I've seen in all year.
The only explanation is I felt like doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to go, and it was their idea. You know, they got a good creative team, and they were like, hey, we did this for Dizzy. Because I was supposed to get that same night in March, and then COVID happened, all that shit. And we were like, you know, let's just do Dizzy and all that shit. Yeah, it's all good. And then when shit started opening up, they were like, yo, what's good with the back wall? Let's come have us blast it. And I was like, yo, what's good with the tattoo? They were like, two birds, one stone. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, come through.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something I wanted to do for me. It was relaxing. It was cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I got tattoos, but I wanted to get that one in the store because it wouldn't have meant the same not being in the store.
Yeah.
You feel me? And for the smoking weed part, hey, I'm getting a tattoo. I want to smoke some fucking weed. Yeah, the clothes is cool. You know what I'm saying? We're all good. Anything that gets damaged, I paid for.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? But it's all love, bro. I mean, it for us, it's a motherfucking culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that if you wear our brand, you have to smoke weed. Because I don't think everybody's just, my girl doesn't smoke weed. Mm-hmm. And she sees me get high as fuck every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she don't smoke weed. So I respect that. For you, it's just whatever entity works best for you. If it's the music and you love us for the music, love us for the music. Mm-hmm. If you love us for the clothes, love us for the clothes. If you love us for the weed, love us for the weed, as long as you love us. You know what I'm saying? And
you
the hate's,
love weed,
the hate's
you
gonna
love
be out there. Yeah, not as much as people think. You know, people think that I smoke on the regular all day, every day. To be honest with you, man, my routine is I'll get up and I won't even smoke until I head out. Mm-hmm. So whether I'm going to the shop or go do something, then I'll smoke. I try to at least wait till noon. Mm-hmm. It's not alcohol, but I try to at least wait till noon. Sometimes I can't help it. You have your waking, but you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, shit like that. I'm going to wake up and smoke. I'm off today.
Yeah,
you know, the shop's not open. I got to worry about shit.
Yeah.
So, because as much as I'm not there, I'm on them cameras, employees.
Yeah.
I'm on them cameras, okay? I only learn from the best. I'm on the cameras, mate. I'm watching y'all.
Eye in the sky.
I just like to make sure there's not an opportunity missed. You feel me? So everybody's got room for improvement. I'm not coming down on my employees and being like, you fucked up and did this and that, because I've had that boss.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not coming to my employees and telling them you're perfect because I've had that boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to my employees and being like, cool, you did this good, but you could do this better.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't come out from behind the register quick enough to talk to this person. We didn't have this in this size. They could have gotten this size. Because now it's different, fam. It's not, you're not getting the same foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like everybody that's coming to your store, it's like, okay, is this person going to buy something or not? Or I got to talk them into buying something. That's never been the
rule. That whole like, because every customer's different, you know? It's like, and some people don't want to be bothered.
I worked at Zoomies before going back in the time. And they're motherfucking ruthless.
Yeah.
And I learned that way, and I'm like, I don't like this shit.
Yeah.
I don't like to be bothered.
Yeah,
but there's stuff that, you know, there's stuff that I teach my employees, like, damn, I'm gonna give y'all some free wisdom. Here you go. Get your pens and papers.
Uh-oh.
You know, like if somebody's walking around and they touch something, they're interested. Don't ask them yet. They're interested. Mm-hmm. Let them continue. If they pick it up off the fucking rack and hold it like this, they want to motherfucking try it on.
Yeah.
They want to try it on or they want to buy
engage,
it.
Engage.
Just easy eye-opening shit. If they come to you and tell you, I want this in a large, and you go to that fucking stock room, and you don't fucking have a large, and you come empty-handed, you fucking up. Because at that point, the customer wants to buy something.
Yeah.
So you bring out something that's similar color, same size.
Yeah.
Something that if they wanted a Dizzy shirt in black, we don't got it in black. Guess what? We got it in five other colors.
Yeah.
Bring out the motherfucking size. Bring out every motherfucking size. I don't care if you got to empty out that stock room. You got to give yourself opportunity.
Yeah.
So those are just three simple things that, you know, as a customer, you got to know. But if they're just looking around, you know when somebody's looking around. So that's what I try to teach my employees, is that experience. I've been doing this for so long that I can automatically tell by body language, eye contact, what a person is saying. I can tell when somebody comes in my store if they want to be talkative and have a conversation with me and talk about the weather and bullshit and how's Vegas. And I know that they don't want to fucking say two words to me and a different customer and just wants to come in and get their product and leave.
Yeah.
So I know that. So I try to teach my employees all this shit. And, you know, sometimes it's as much as you tell them, they don't learn. And sometimes it's they do. But I think it's just more through experience, you
know? 100%.
So I try to kick that as much as I can, that knowledge.
Yeah, man. Is it like frustrating or is it fun for you to be a manager?
You know what? It's, for me, it's fun, man.
Yeah.
It's all fun and it's all fucking love. If I did not absolutely love what I was doing, I wouldn't be doing it. I'm to a point where, you know, like I said earlier, I'm not rich. We getting there. but I'm not rich, you know? But I can easily, bro, quit still moving today. Go fucking work at a dispensary. Go work for another brand and be their creative head. Mm-hmm. I've gotten crazy offers. Go do fucking anything and be literally racking it so heavy right now that I don't have to worry about anything.
But you're an employee my whole at life, that point.
But I'm an employee, and guess what? That can be taken away from me at any fucking time, just like the presidency. Yeah. Hello, Donald. So don't get too high strung and too high power. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, the route that I decided to take was to build something on my own. Mm-hmm. It's the longer route. It's the harder route. It's the less profitable route for quick-term to long-term money. But at the long run, it's going to be the best outcome. Mm-hmm. And some people have a hard time seeing that right away. Mm-hmm. Some people get it. For me, luckily, I was born to the fact that I got it. Yeah. And I know these companies that are thriving now weren't born overnight because I know the heads of those companies. Mm-hmm. I know what they went through. I know what they had to suffer. So for me, I find myself to be kind of lucky because I came in the game, I want to say, 3 or 4 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That knowledge that they kind of bumped around and had to learn the hard way, money they lost and shit that didn't go right and deals and all that. Yeah, of course I've had that, especially in my first year, but I kind of learned how to divert some of those fucking roads because I learned from the people prior to me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that helped out a lot, man.
Do you have a mentor? Or do you have like just guys that
no, I don't have a mentor. I mean, I honestly, you know, everybody always says, obviously, your dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, and my mom, I never seen that lady take a day off in her fucking life. Oh, so that's probably where I get that relentlessness from. Obviously, my chattiness, that's for sure where I get that from. from my dad, it was probably the relentlessness. He always wanted to have his own business. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel proud sometimes because I gave our family that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, here's a bit. He wanted to have a restaurant. Food Game is next.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bro, that vegan, we want to do a vegan restaurant. Oh, and we also want to do a barbershop.
I feel like there's a lot of room for that here.
It's just, we know between literally Dizzy's girl and my girl, fam.
BFFs?
He'd be coming to the store like, oh, man, she made these motherfucking burgers last night, bro. Oh, wifey made the cauliflower wings.
Is Dizzy vegan too?
Yo, yeah, he's been vegan. Okay. Yeah. He cheats that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I learned last week, my man went ham a couple weeks ago. He's like, fam, I had just this flavor for the meat I couldn't shake. And I was like, I don't blame you. It's been years. Yeah. But yeah, he's vegan too, man. And he kicks that lifestyle hard. And like I said, all this stuff we don't push on anybody. You know what I'm saying? You never, when you go to my IG page, you don't fucking see, you know, little green leaf plant-based. Plant-based father.
Yeah, it's not about that.
Yeah, it's not about that, man. Literally, you go to my bio and it's fucking still moving in my email. Let's do business.
Yeah, you know those vegans that go vegan and then all of a sudden they start acting like they can talk to God.
Everybody's
directly.
An enemy. Yeah. If you eat meat, I can't fuck with you, man. I love Jordan 1s too much. Yeah. I fuck with leather. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to change. I'm never not going to wear a Jordan 1. Yeah. So I don't push it on people. I'm not that, you know, headstrong about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just for me, it was my choice, man. I decided to do it. And now it's too easy, man. You got too many places out here, fam. I'm eating just as, because I love tacos. Spanish or Mexican, I motherfucking love tacos. Mm-hmm. So if you like what I said, if you told me 3 years ago I was gonna be vegan, not gonna happen. Because I'm like, how the fuck am I not gonna eat tacos? Yeah, but now I found a spot that where I can eat tacos. No, man, I go to Tacotarian.
Oh, Tacotarian.
Hey, man, I need some free tacos for this though, man. We gonna mention some names. Hold up, I'm gonna mention some names because I'm gonna get people. Everybody's always telling me, "Where do you get your vegan food?" Mostly it's at home. Uh-huh. Wife is a bomb cook. That's what I'm saying. Between her and Dizzy's girl, we could open our own vegan spot. They know how to make everything.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shout out some names, but when I come through and you see your boy's face, I need some free motherfucking food, straight up. So for the Mexican, I go to Tacotarian.
Okay.
Dog, by far the best.
Fire.
That's the most authentic.
They're nice. This nice. It's a nice fresh. Little spot, too.
Yeah, and what I like about it, they got one downtown and then one by my crib.
Southwest, right?
On the Southwest, And what I like about it the most is their meat doesn't look like mush. Mm. You know, you go to a lot of these places, it's like the soy meat all crumbled up, fucked up. It looks like a mush. This looks like El Pastor. It looks like Carnasada or whatever, you know? And then they got these new, they just leveled up, even though they're expensive. That's why I need a discount. Come on, man. So I'm not rich yet, okay? So just let me get
I'll
there.
I'll take free tacos whenever I can.
They do these birria tacos where you dip it in the sauce. You know, that's hot in the game now, even though we Mexican people have been eating this shit for motherfucking years. But you dip it in the sauce.
You know how America do.
Oh, come on, man. Don't steal the swag now. Come on, let us have one, bro. Let us have one. But dude, they're fire. Fire. So everything on their menu is good. So that's where I go to if I'm going Mexican food. If I'm going for like American cuisine, I go to either Cafe No Fur. It's right by the crib.
Oh, yep.
Awesome. Independently owned business. So I try to
Cafe
support
No
local.
Fur used to be in Chinatown, right?
It still is, man. It's over there on at the end of Chinatown. Yeah, it's still over there. It's over by the old complex. Old Junction. So, yeah, it's bomb food. They're open to like 3 in the morning. Always keeps adding. And it's the most reasonably priced,
I would say.
Don't
they have the girls in the bikinis there?
They used to. They don't do that no more. COVID fucked up a lot of shit, man. But you can get the ice cream shakes and stuff over there. And the owner over there is bomb. She's super cool cat, and she's a hustler. She's got a cool story behind her, too. You might want to have her on the show next,
What's her name,
bro? Ah, man.
Plug me.
Yanis? Yessa? Yessa.
Oh, Yessa?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Swear to God.
Yessa. You know her?
Yeah, Yessa Gonzalez.
There you go.
Yeah,
have her on, bro. She came here with a couple dollars in her pocket. Yeah, she owns Cafe No Fur. So I'm saying, people are out here hustling, bro. People don't even know. So it's good to support local business. I go eat there or Modern Vegan. Modern Vegan's really good too. They're fire. If I do Asian, I go to my boy Chef Kenny. Oh man, he's a god. The man is a motherfucking god.
Where's he at?
He's over in Koreatown. Okay, that's over on Spring Mountain and Rainbow. Chef Kenny, you see me when I'm there.
Is it Koreatown or Chinatown?
That part's Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't know.
I
don't want to offend nobody either. Can we go into another disclaimer, please? I don't want to offend anybody either. I'm looking at the camera this time. I'm serious. I don't quite know. I'm terrible with directions, even though I've been in Vegas my entire fucking life. All right? I think it's Koreatown, because that's what I remember seeing.
Where's the border? You guys got to make that clear.
Yeah, come on. Just make it clear. I mean, the sign's knocked down right there, so you can't see it. But it's on Rainbow and Rainbow Spring Mountain. Chef Kenny, he's bomb, bro. He does vegan sushi. He does Mongolian beef, orange chicken. I mean, when I tell you the stuff looks and tastes just like the real thing, if you want to say that, then... Dude, he's the one.
Yeah. Hey, you know, what's that other place by the old junction in the corner? Veggie House.
Veggie House is
fire. That was the first vegan place. Trisha actually took me there.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the first vegan spot I went to, and they brought fucking shrimp out and all this extra shit. I'm like,
and
what
it looked
the?
Like shrimp. You're like, what?
I was like,
fuck?
I was like, I'm not eating that shit.
That's the most baffling one, the shrimp. Everything else I get. You can make the shit look like me, put some branding on, I get it. But the shrimp, I mean, you gotta paint that shit on or something. That ain't natural. So that's the one that I questioned the most. But I'll eat it.
I'm not afraid. I gave it a try.
It was bomb.
But
until those anybody I forgot, I'm sorry. But quick in Container Park too, there's a spot called Simply Pure.
Okay.
Super cool lady, super health and like cannabis friendly, super dope. But her nachos, fam, are out of this world. She uses like a cashew cheese for the cheese and her meat. Dog, guys.
Cashew cheese.
Cashew cheese, man. And her lasagna.
What the fuck is
her lasagna, fam, is like a brick.
Damn.
Not that I know what a brick looks like, but it's a brick.
Come on. What you fucking.
It's fire.
You know who got some fire nachos? Is fucking vegan nachos. And it's Nacho Daddy.
Yeah, Nacho Daddy. You know what? I've been there once. I didn't like it. I don't know why.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
I mean, I feel you. It can be, they're not gourmet, I wouldn't say.
Maybe I was too Mexi for it, even though I'm not that Mexi.
Which one did you go to? Downtown?
I went to the one. No, I went to the one. Where is it?
Sahara?
Yeah, the one on Sahara.
Okay.
The one on Sahara. Maybe. It was all right.
Yeah, sorry. But,
it was like the old Fireflies.
Oh, yep. That's the one I went to.
R.I.P.
Firefly.
Yeah, R.I.P., man. Y'all get your shit together.
Come on, man.
Don't fuck up these places. Damn. So now, like I'm saying, the options are too heavy, bro. There's too many options. And now you got, you know, I don't like to do the fast food vegan shit. Every once in a while, I might hit up the, you know, Del Taco on a late night.
Oh, no. You don't want to fuck with that shit.
Oh, but I get the vegan taco shit. It's like the meat, vegan meat
shit.
Del
Taco.
But that's what I'm saying.
Del Taco is dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. And all this shit's opening up. Like Pizza Hut's got the Beyond Meat now and shit. But I try to stay away from like the vegan fast food shit as much as possible because that's still not good
that
for you.
That Beyond Meat shit is.
I don't know
about
it's,
that.
It's, and it's all in moderation. Like I say, I don't eat, you know, sometimes I'll just do the vegetables and not eat too much of the Beyond Meat. Yeah. I try to stay away from too much tofu.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Too much of anything is like bad for you. Yeah, so all in moderation. So I'll get the like, you know, fried rice or the noodles with the tofu. But anything more than that is just too much, man.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Y'all got me hungry. I haven't even eaten lunch, bro.
I gotta eat, too,
I haven't even eaten, bro. But I'm like that, bro. I'm the worst, fam. Bro,
you gotta eat.
Yeah, there'll be days where I literally will get home and be like, did I fucking eat today?
Yeah.
Because like, are you fucking serious?
I'd be like that, too, bro. I got home from work the other day.
I can't even think about it. Bro, like,
I got home from work yesterday, though, and I realized the only thing I ate today was a bag of beef jerky.
Bro. Which sounds
and coffee
the worst.
Four cups of coffee.
Come on, man.
My stomach started to get the spins. Like I was like, yo, I gotta
come
eat
on. If you ever want to dabble, bro, I'm not gonna toss it at you, but try out. Bro, I'll bring you some stuff, bro. We'll go eat one time, bro.
Yeah,
where dog, you'll be like, yo, this shit is fire.
I want the homemade.
Oh, bro, I got to tap into wifey on that. I'm going to plus one. We got the plus one coming through. Bro, that's where it's at, man. I'm even amazed sometimes at, like, the stuff she comes up with. But it's just, it's easy. What people don't understand, you're just substituting stuff.
Yeah.
So whatever meat you use, substitute some sort of either potatoes or motherfucking vegan meat or crumble that they make vegan crumble now.
Yeah.
And then whatever cheese you're going to get, try to substitute a vegan cheese. Now they make real good ones that melt the same and all that shit. Yeah. Just got to substitute shit. Other than that, I'm literally eating the same.
Yeah. Or just eat more veggies too,
or just eat more.
Yeah.
Even though I'm just hungry more. I don't know if that's the weed or just not the meat, but I'm just
hungry. Or you're just on the go. When you're on the go, you got to eat.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? You're burning calories, like, thinking a lot.
I'm
you know
in
what
that pantry. I'm in that fridge. Like, bro. I'm expecting something different to come out. Every time I open it, like, okay, it's the same shit? Okay, I'll go back. It's the same shit? Oh, okay, my bad.
Man,
so,
I feel you.
It's heavy.
I feel you. So, damn, bro, I think we hit. I think we hit everything. I think we
did. We hit it out the ballpark, man.
Yeah, we did, bro. You were very informative, man.
Man,
this was
I'm
a
talker, bro.
No, for sure. So I do have one more question for you. What do you feel like now? Because I've had this conversation now that I'm doing these interviews and stuff, and you know, having these conversations a little bit more than usual when it comes to the music side of things. How do you feel? What's your diagnosis of Dizzy's influence in Las Vegas?
Man, I think he has a great influence. I know it's dog. I've been out here a long time, so I know a couple cats that have been doing shit for a long time. You got Trey Voorhees on here. That's my dog.
Yeah, that's
we used to work together at Journeys. I hired him.
Oh, for real?
Come on, man. Yo, Vegas.
Shout out Trey.
Vegas.
Bro.
If y'all don't know, my roots go mad fucking deep in this city. That's why people are like, how do you know everybody? Oh, I'll go to the grocery store. My girl's like, everywhere we go, you know somebody.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll be in Albuquerque. I know somebody. I'm not even from fucking Albuquerque.
Are
you
born and raised here?
Yeah, I'm from out here, bro. I've been out here my whole motherfucking life. Vegas, bro. Come on.
Born and raised.
Come on, baby. Vegas. But I've been doing this forever, man. So I just, like I said, it goes back to the relationship I built. And I've been unfortunate enough that, bro, if you hating on me, you're a real hater. Because I've never, you know, I'm not perfect. Like I said earlier, but I've really not ever done... Everybody got haters, fam. If you ain't
but
got
you
haters, you
are,
do not.
But you know that.
I can name some by name. Yeah. I won't. I can name some by name.
No, I don't want you to name names.
No,
but like,
bro.
But
it's not even worth my time. But yeah, obviously everybody's got some haters. And like I said, if you're hating on me, then it's obviously on your own prerogative and you a real hater because
in your feelings,
I've been in this city my whole fucking life. You can ask multiple people. I'm to the point where I've gotten to because I've never done anybody wrong. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I never dicked anybody over, stabbed them in the back. If anything, I've helped out everybody I've come across.
Yeah.
And that's always my goal, bro. Like, you know, my circle is definitely way smaller now just because it has to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's people.
Well, I think that you just get older and, you know,
that's what it is.
Too,
yeah,
you know,
people
you grow,
like, oh, you're fucking old. Yeah, I'm old, motherfuckers.
No, I'm not.
But I'm winning. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm winning.
I'm just saying with age, I'm not.
No, you good. You know what? My girl tells me that all the time, and I'll be taking it offensive. When it comes from her,
I'm not
but you good with
to.
Me, bro.
I'm
no. Okay. I'm not even old. I don't even feel old, bro. So I already know. If I looked
you
old,
don't look
because I know
yeah.
some motherfuckers that went to high school with me. And once again, we're not gonna name no names,
yeah.
but they look like they
gray
motherfucking 38
yeah.
with the beer bellies, fam. We still rocking over here, so I'm good. I get asked for my ID more than often, let's just say.
That's
let's be
good,
clear.
Bro.
But no, it's just the older you get, it's true, man. You gain this wisdom, bro. And I've helped out a lot of people in this city, bro, get to where they're at. and have been stabbed in the back or gotten no love. Not that I'm asking, please don't kiss my ass, because I won't kiss anybody's ass.
Right, right.
Yeah, you don't gotta shout me out on IG.
Yeah.
But it all comes to return love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't take scores, but I keep very well in mind of everybody and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know people who haven't set foot in my store who call themselves my best friends. The fuck? You've never been in my fucking store, dog. Or hit me up. Hey, can my brand be at your shop? Bro, I don't even think you've ever liked the Instagram post.
You don't even follow.
Or coming in, can you do this, and that for me? Yeah. Like, fam, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like there's love to be shown in so many different ways, bro. You don't got to consistently show it to me.
Yeah.
But what I've learned from doing my own business is it's an eye-opener, because everybody who you think is your closest friend and is going to support you doesn't.
It's always the people.
It's always the strangers, the people who were in the midst, who you had no idea who their name even were or followed them on IG. Like, it's those people that show the most love.
It's weird.
And it's fucking weird, bro.
Bro, that ties back to Dizzy. Like, having his, like, his fan base.
And that's where he kind of grew.
Leave first. He had to leave first.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because my man's originally from Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
But he obviously in Vegas his whole life. Vegas raised and all that
But like, when music, like, he didn't, like, Vegas didn't blow him up.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's been other cities, man. We go to fucking, dog, what cities have, Phoenix, Arizona has fucking, Albuquerque.
I bet.
Fucking die for him in Albuquerque, bro. Yeah. Like, New Mexico's got the most love. Cali. And it's crazy. You know, we got some of those haters out here. Oh, Dizzy Rod ain't doing shit. Listen, man.
Yo,
it comes down to this. My man isn't out here for the clout. He could be having collabs with this person and that person. We still trying to get Wiz. My nizzle.
That has to happen.
My nizzle. It's in the works. We already did the Chevy Woods, so we Taylor gained up. So Wiz is next. But Snoop for sure. Snoop was supposed to happen.
Well, he did the GGN interview.
Yeah, we were supposed to get the Snoop, and it just fell through. So we getting the Snoop, too. Those are two monumentals, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, my man is like, he gets a lot of love out here, and he gets a lot of hate out here. It's a little bit of both. He has more love in other cities than he do here. It's a little bit of both, you know? And for him, he's genuine. He doesn't want to be known as a weed rapper. He doesn't want to be known as a conscious rapper. He doesn't want to be known as a lyrical rapper. He just wants to be known as a good fucking rapper, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been doing this shit for so long. His message hasn't changed, you know? It's progressed. He's still smoking weed. He's still doing his thing. He's not going to change. He's 110% independent. He explained this to me. Here's a whole bunch of more game for you real quick before we dip out. He explained the motherfucking game to me. And he had multiple million-dollar offers that he could have easily signed and gotten $1 million is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
When you sign $1 million offer, multi-million, whatever you want to fucking call it, as a rapper, you get an advance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That advance is anywhere from $500,000 to $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is gone. You buy yourself a car, you buy yourself a house, or you buy yourself mama a car and a house, that's gone. Now you got a motherfucking videos to pay for. You got producers to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You got studio time to pay for. You got collabs and features to pay for. You got all this shit to pay for, right? And then you got the fancy, all this and that. Guess what? You only get the advance. The rest of the million, they hold on to. And whatever you're fucking spending, they're dumping it out. So by the time you're done dropping one, maybe two albums, guess what? You owe them money.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Then they take you on the fucking road.
Yeah.
Now, the only way you make your money is live or merch.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. The music gets you there.
Yeah.
The music doesn't really make you the fucking money at the end of the day unless you own all your masters.
Yeah.
Shout out. That's a tip.
Yeah.
DJ Kato too, he know what's up. So that's you gotta own your masters, and the rest of it is just your grinding.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're out there, the more you're being seen. So these rappers that you see shining a $500,000, they don't have $1 million.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah,
they do not. Yeah. I know where they live. They don't have $1 million. You know what I'm saying? It's
image.
A facade. Yeah. It is. So we go back to the main number one thing, fam. And this entrepreneur game is you got to motherfucking be in this for the long haul.
If you
think you're going to fucking be an entrepreneur and start a clothing brand or be a rapper or a DJ or whatever the fuck it is and hit that shit out the ballpark and be phenomenal and make $1 million, fucking wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fail a bunch of times. And the more times you fail, the more comfortable you'll get with it and the more aspirations you'll have to do good. For me, I think it's a 3 strikes. First time, whatever you do, you're going to fucking fail. Mm-hmm. Fail you have terribly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah.
The second time you do it, you're also going to fail, but you're going to be this close. You're going to be like, damn, if I would have done this step or this different, I would have made it.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the third time, you're going to make it, but you're going to have to fail those other times in order to make it that third time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not, so, they're not losses, they're lessons.
Yeah, they're lessons, man. So, you know, in these lessons, you grow to have some haters. So I've done relationships with people, business, non-business, where I've helped people out, and at the end of the day, they stab me in the back. And to me, it's not an argument. I'm like I said, we old, bro. I'm not arguing with you on IG or Twitter. It's cut out. Goodbye.
You're
cut. It's like you never even fucking existed. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. And then I've had people who have done me dirty in my own face, people who have taken under my wing and showed them the game and treated them like my son. And then, you know what I'm saying? They go off and do something else without being straight to my face. You know, and I'm always a straight up person. Like, I've been through it all, seen it all, done it all.
Yeah.
If you're straight with me, I can understand any situation or comprehend any personality. Yeah. But the haters come because it's a jealousy thing.
Yeah, for sure. You're in a good, number one, a good spot, bro.
In a good spot. And then number two, it's I guess in their thought, it's what makes them feel better. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a when you hate on somebody for being successful, it's definitely a reflection of like how you feel about yourself. Yeah, that don't really got nothing to do with you.
And it's not a fucking secret. It's not like I have a secret that I'm hoarding from you, therefore I carry myself better. Like I'm a humble ass dude, bro. Yeah. I don't give a fuck who you are. I think every human being from a bum on the fucking street to my mom, who's my number one supreme being, like I think everybody's life is worth the same fucking amount, bro.
Yeah,
because that person has somebody that loves them just as much as you love your mom.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is the difference? You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that. And right now, with the youth coming up and everything, dog, we're losing sense of, you know, the real reality, having connections with people, talking with them, you know. Of course, man, I don't preach because I still like to get my little IG post on and shine one time on it and let them know your boy's out here. But the less you see of me, the more I'm fucking doing, bro. I've literally grown to be more of a behind-the-scenes guy, and I fucking love it because I own my own business, so I don't have to be in the store 24-7. I've done my years. I put in my work. I earned that privilege. I have employees that I pay. This is my money coming out of my pocket, and that money equals me having freedom.
Exactly.
That's as simple as it is.
You got to respect hard work, man. You put in the work. You can't. You know, whether you people like whoever, if you like Dizzy Wright or not, if you like Angel or not, you have to respect
the
work.
And that's what it comes down to. Love us or hate us, me or Dizzy, it comes down to the respect. I always respect every person the same. Whatever you're doing, I respect the hustle the same. At the same time, consultation fees are going to now be $50 an hour because motherfuckers taking up my time too much. You know, I like to help cats out, but no, I can't
your time is money, bro.
Bro.
You can't.
And they want to know what blanks I use, who I'm printing with, this and that. And, you know, every brand, and you can ask them every brand that's in my store, I've helped them out to the max, bro. I've given them keys to the castle, and this is where you go to. You know, because I've spent those years going through those trials and tribulations, so if you're somebody that's trying to profit under my roof, I'm going to help you out as much as possible. I'm going to save you that time. But
you're gonna see, you start doing that, you're gonna see people like start feeling some type of way. But then it's a reflection, like, so you really don't value my wisdom, bro.
And that's what I've learned. We go back to the beginning of our conversation. What is the number one thing? The number one thing that I've learned is the time is the most fucking valuable. And as I get older, I'm running less of it. That shit could be taken from you in a heartbeat, bro. In a fucking heartbeat, 100%. Dog.
100%. I appreciate you taking your time out to come.
Yo, man, I know. How much did we fuck around and do, an hour or more? Tenez, tell us. Is that the longest one you've had?
No, valet's up here.
That's cool. Valet the homie. He can have the 2 hours.
He be talking.
They don't want to see my ass for more than an hour and a half, bro. Come on now.
No, I appreciate you.
I appreciate the love, man. Anything you need, you know, it's all love. And like I said, these relationships are everything. I've known Tenez for years, bro. He's been doing his thing. I've known you for a couple years now. You came and supported the store too. So it's like I show love back. And that's what it comes to. I'm not asking everybody to buy a t-shirt. I'm not asking everybody to repost everything I do. Show love once in a while. If you're out there and you know me, let me know you're fucking with me. And I show the love right back in any sort of way, bro.
100%.
I'm quick to repost and show love to anybody. And if you're around my circle, I'm definitely going to support you 110%. So
100%.
Love,
bro,
is love, man. Especially out here in Vegas. Let's show more love, Vegas. Come on now.
For real, bro. Hey, and everybody out there, yo, put some respect on Still Moving.
Hey.
For sure. Because the
put some respect on my name.
It's a staple. And it's
important.
It's
a staple. We're going to be out here whether you like it or not.
Yep.
And my man's out here for the long run. He's been independent his whole game. He's going to continue to be independent. Yeah. He's going to continue to be the number one artist in Vegas. I don't care who takes that whatever way. Yeah. All it is well, the I proof think, is I, in the numbers.
Your numbers don't lie, I was going to say.
Numbers don't lie, my man. Yeah. He's the most consistent. Been doing it for the longest, has the most fans out here. It is what it is. There's a lot of people that are coming up too in the game that are really, really good at what they do, man. Yeah. And there's a good team that's coming up. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, my man's the number one man in the game out here, bro.
It's hard to,
and we trying to be the number one store. And, you know, I know it doesn't happen overnight, man, but we trucking there. And I have a different philosophy of ways that I do thing. And for us, it's, you know, it's about everything and coinciding everything together into the brand. And come by, show some love, fuck with us. We'll be on West Sahara, 3540. Check out the website. Got new shit dropping all the time.
Still moving. Yo, shout out Dizzy Wright.
Shout out to my brother, Dizzy Wright.
Shout out to you guys' relationship because you know, it's like, you know, everybody pray, you know, we praise Nipsey and all that for doing that in his town. And I love Nipsey to death and all that. And Dizzy's doing the same thing here, bro.
Yeah,
and it's such a beautiful
here.
Your guys' relationship is really important to the city. So I just wanted to acknowledge
that means a lot to me, man. And we work hard for that. We don't take that by granted. Yeah, we're not out here walking around with our heads high or driving around the Rolls Royces. Yeah. You don't fucking see that shit, bro, because we're humble guys. We let our work and our actions talk for us. And at the end of the day, man, we're not doing this for us. We're doing this for the people, man. I want to build something cool in the city and a cool clothing store so people have somewhere to come, hang out, talk, shop, whatever, meet Dizzy. Mm-hmm. Dizzy's doing it for the city, man. He want to put motherfucking Vegas on. It's about time, fam. Yeah. We got a fucking football team now. Shout out to the motherfucking Raiders. I've been a Raiders fan my whole life, bro.
Oh, no.
So I'm stoked like a
mind,
man.
No, I'm just playing.
Hey,
I'm just
man.
Playing,
one thing I won't let go is my Lakers and my Raiders. And I had them seasons.
Yeah, you a Laker fan too?
For sure.
Yeah,
For sure. I came back on that one. Oh, man, I lost you on that one. I thought I came back. Yo, man, I stick true to what I like, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to build something, and what we need to kind of understand, and I know all y'all motherfuckers out here listening, so listen closely. What we need to understand is the more we work together and help each other out, the more this motherfucking city is going to be on. So the next time you don't want to work with so and so because they're not as hot as you, or the next time you don't want to show nobody respect because they don't got the same gear as you, or at the same time, you don't want to like a post or comment on something because it's not fucking cool or popping, remind yourself that that person is going to be in a bigger position than you at some point and is going to reach out their hand to you and is willing to help you out. But they might remember what you didn't do.
Energy check.
Energy check, fam. So the more we help each other out here, the more this city's going to grow, the more we're going to be exposed, and the more you're going to make this shit nationwide known. Yeah. That we, Vegas,
it's more than a strip.
It's more than a strip, baby. Yeah, we got a fucking motherfucking culture out here. Yeah. It's more than strippers, and it's more than, you know, gambling.
Well, shout out to the strippers.
Yeah, shout out to the strippers, mama. Yeah. Get your money. They hurting right now, bro. They ain't getting that fucking pandemic check.
No, they're getting that money on OnlyFans.
On other ends.
Come on,
bro.
Man.
They out here doing the most, but they hurting.
Yeah, but let's wrap it up, bro. I appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir.
My door is always open for you.
Likewise,
you know what
brother.
I'm saying? And, you know, maybe we'll revisit in however many,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Part two coming soon.
Hell yeah. Thanks, bro.
Of course. For appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Bro, I got to piss.
Ooh, I took all your time, bro.
No,
I already
you're good,
know.
Bro.